And good morning, all you listeners out there. You are tuned in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on Ask the Experts Weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Gailey, board-certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and physician certified by the American Academy of Thermology for thermography interpretation. Take Two Healthcare is the only clinic in the Dayton area and one of the only clinic in the states that offers thermography screening and interpretation all under one roof. And like I said, I myself do the screenings. I read them. I interpret the images. I write the report and I review it with you. So it's a very personalized experience. I've been doing this for over 14 years. I have screened thousands and thousands of women, caught breast cancers before, and have even caught false positives, meaning screenings were abnormal, but the patient actually didn't have breast cancer due to many findings and follow-ups. So if you've never heard of breast thermography, it is a approved tool by the FDA since 1982, used to detect breast cancer activity. And with thermography, you're given a breast risk assessment score. So you get a score for each of the breasts, and that scoring system goes from 1 to 5. The more findings there are, the higher your value. And I will tell you, mainly I see 3s and 4s. And that's pretty high, right? That sounds high. That sounds like a lot of women out there have a high risk factor for potentially getting breast cancer down the road. Now, I will tell you that there are a lot of factors that go into the interpretation and the readings. There are a lot of variables depending on where the patient lives, their ethnicity, their diet, their water source. There's a lot of variables that can affect thermography as well, or the imaging, and that's my job to dig down to the root cause and find out what are my patients either doing wrong or what can they do better to improve their thermography score and reduce their risk of developing breast cancer in the future. And we offer 10% off thermography screenings during the month of May and October every year. May, we celebrate Women's Health Month, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And today I'm going to talk a lot about cholesterol. Actually, I know I'm talking a little bit about breast health right now, but it is one of the niches that Take Two Healthcare has. We offer nutritional guidelines and testing by comprehensive blood analysis, hair samples. We test for hormones. We test for cancer. We test for parasites. We test for food sensitivity. We test for cardiovascular health, plaque buildup, stroke. You name it, we can test it. We are out of network with insurance companies, but we do take health savings account, which helps a lot of patients out as well. So if you have a health savings account, you can apply that to the testing that we can provide you, which is above and beyond anywhere else you're going to go. And the reason why insurance doesn't cover much of what we do is because they consider our testing investigational, which it is, but that is preventative. Right? Don't you want to find something or detect something as it's getting worse before it is worse and before it does become a disease? And so today we're going to be going over a lot about cholesterol, what it is, where it comes from, and some things by the numbers too, because listed online, I couldn't find any other research, but they list 35% of Americans are on statins. I personally think it's more. I mean, over 35% of our patients are on a statin. Now, their goal when they come to us mainly is to get off of it, but I have a feeling that 35% is actually a higher number. And the problem with statins is that a lot of patients don't know that there are other therapies or alternatives. Now, if I did put you on the statin, I can't take you off of the statin. But I can tell you there are lots of things that you can look into to determine, A, whether or not you should start taking one, or B, what you can do to fix your cholesterol so you can avoid taking it. Because cholesterol is very important for us. In fact, did you know only 20% of the cholesterol in your bloodstream comes from the food you eat? Only 20%. The rest comes from the liver. The liver does the work. And you know, although we measure cholesterol production in the blood, it's actually formed in every cell in the body. It's important for our brain health. It surrounds the nerves and the cells of our body. And it actually helps. It's needed to make your vitamin D. It's also a precursor to your other hormones, such as estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. And it also helps make bile acids that help us dissolve fats after we eat. And so this is when it gets kind of specific as far as what types of cholesterol there are, because there are three different types of cholesterol that when you add them up, that's what gives you your total number. All right. A lot of people, or a lot of my patients, just go by their total number. They don't understand that you have to add up HDL, VLDL, and LDL to get your total. And the way you can remember what these different cholesterol values mean is you can think of H, you want that number to be high. HDL, high because it's heart healthy. VLDL is the very worst cholesterol, and the LDL is a bad cholesterol. Now, a while ago on one of my shows, a couple months ago, I talked about the particle sizes of LDL, which we'll get into, because once you test your cholesterol, you can get down to testing other values that will tell you, okay, is my high cholesterol more due to genetics, or is it more due to my diet, lack of exercise, you know, what I'm eating? So there's other things that you can test in the blood to find out more about your cholesterol. And did you know that only 61% of Americans, or I'm sorry, I shouldn't say only, I should say 61% of Americans are unaware of alternatives to statins for cholesterol management. That means most of the patients that are on a statin, 61% of the patients that are on a statin do not know that there are alternatives. Now, like I said, if I didn't put you on one, I can't take you off of them. But doctors should be aware that when they are prescribing these statins, I really wish that they would sit down with the patient, talk about alternative testing. All right, your LDL comes back high. Well, guess what? We can test the particle sizes of your cholesterol to find out if you have light and fluffy LDL numbers or if you have teeny tiny LDL particles that stick to your arterial wall. The smaller they are, the worse. All right, those small LDL particles can attach to your arterial wall, which actually causes the buildup of plaque. Other testing that you can do, there's one called lipoprotein A. And in fact, 73% of a survey studied, these participants had never heard about the lipoprotein A blood test you can do. And it's a genetic LDL test, the higher, the worse. But it's a genetic test that's done to say, okay, is your LDL high because it's coming from diet, or is there something else going on? Is it genetic, or is it liver? Is it toxic elements? There's so many things that you can look at for cholesterol. And then also 67% of participants in a study had never heard of coronary artery calcium scores. Now, this is a CT scan, so it's an imaging scan that you can get done of your coronary arteries, and you get a score back. And that scoring scale goes from 0 to 300. 0 means no plaque. 2 would be mild. 3 would be, your score would be between 100 and 300, and a 4 would be over 300, which would be severe. So with your number, obviously you prefer a 0, but I got an email from one of my patients that I haven't seen. We haven't tested him since 2019, I believe, but he's been coming to me for chiropractic care, and he is still on his supplements, but he got a coronary artery calcium score of about, I think he mentioned like 130. I know it was under 140, but let's just say 130. So I let him know, look, that's on the lower. Oh, and then the doctor obviously prescribed a statin. So he's come to me. He's like, look, I really want to avoid going on a statin. I know there's side effects. One of the biggest side effects for men would be muscular pain and or hormone dysfunction, so low testosterone mainly. So it's going to affect your energy, libido, sex drive, ability to gain muscle. So he wants to avoid going on a statin. His score came back at around 130, which anything between 100 and 300 is moderate. So I told him, you know, that is on the lower end of that range. There are a lot of other things that we can test. So can't wait to get with him. We're going to catch up on a lot of things, but obviously I'll run a lipoprotein A to determine, okay, is this genetic? If it is, we need to figure out what we can do to reverse and or improve what is surrounding your cells in the body. Because whatever is genetic will only mutate to something bad if it has a poor surrounding environment. So the worse your diet is, the more likely you're going to get diabetes if it runs in the family, as an example. Okay? So, of course, I'll test the lipoprotein A. I'll also test the NMR lipoprotein profile. I know that's a lot of letters, but all you have to remember is particle size. So I want to find out, okay, do you have big fluffy LDLs or do you have small arterial plaque buildup cells? So we'll test that. And there's other enzymes that we can test as well. If you go to the website knowyourrisk.com, it's developed from the Cleveland Heart, the Cleveland Clinic and their cardiovascular area where you can test a ton of different enzymes in the blood to determine your risk factor of developing heart attack, plaque buildup, atherosclerosis, cardiovascular disease. And there's a ton of them listed there. Most all of them have acronyms. Obviously, we can test them all. But what I'm trying to get at in this first segment of the show is that cholesterol is important for our body. Our body makes it for a reason. Only 20% of cholesterol comes from the food you eat. So where does the rest come from? The liver makes it. But there are things that we are doing or could be doing that can affect the liver and affect the liver's ability to produce cholesterol in a healthy way. So I'm going over a lot of numbers here, but please be aware that there are alternatives to statins. It's just that you have to test properly and you have to trust the process. So get tested properly. We can do it for you. I'd love to meet with you. If you have blood testing you've done before, bring it to me so I can take a look at it and see what's missing. Okay, don't tune away. We have to cut to a short break. But when you come back, we'll go over a little bit more about what other things cholesterol does for us, other testing you can do, and how it can even affect your breast health. All right, don't tune away. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts weekend. We'll be right back.
It's our Ask the
Experts. Welcome back, everybody, and thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts weekend. We are here every Saturday from 11 to noon, and our office phone number is 937-433-3241. So if you are liking what you hear and you think you want to get some laboratory testing done to get on the right path towards overall health, these radio shows are recorded and put on our website at take2healthcare.com. They're also on WHO's website. And please give us a call, 937-433-3241. During the week, our staff is wonderful at answering any questions that you have about any testing that we can do and provide for you. Also, our website is a great resource as well. You can go to take2healthcare.com. That's with the number 2. Click on nutritional laboratory testing, and it will show you an example of the reports that our patients get. And it'll also show you the men and women's health profile that we can test. You can't get it anywhere else because we've put it all together. For example, if you go to LabCorp.com, you can order what they call a women or men's health profile, but it's lacking probably about 40 markers compared to what we test. So like I said, we do take HSA savings accounts as payment forms. But if you have any questions about cost, call our office, 937-433-3241, and we can get you in the clinic as soon as next week. So we're going over a little bit about cholesterol. Only 20% of cholesterol actually comes from the food you eat. The liver does the rest. The liver takes up about 80% of the cholesterol-making process. And cholesterol is very important for your vitamin D and for your hormones, but over 35% of Americans are on statins. And it's because most of them are unaware that there are alternatives. Proper testing, besides just a cholesterol panel, would be to include a lipoprotein A genetic LDL test, coronary artery calcium score, which is a screening. I believe you can get online and order that yourself. You just type it in and it'll come up. All right, so coronary artery calcium score. So the screening for your coronary arteries, lipoprotein A genetic LDL test, and a lipo profile to determine the particle sizes of the LDL and HDL cholesterols. And remember, when you add up HDL, VLDL, and LDL, that's what gives you your total. But you want a high HDL and a low VLDL and LDL. The VLDL is the very worst cholesterol, That's the one that comes from triglycerides, which triglycerides are high when you have a poor diet, very high in carbohydrates, alcohol, and fast food or fried food. Okay, so don't tune away. We do have to cut to a short break, but the next segment is much longer, so you get to hear from me for a little bit longer. Lucky you. But you are listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, all of you listeners out there. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts Weekend. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley, certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and physician certified by the American Academy of Thermology for interpretation. Like I said earlier in the show, the Take Two Healthcare Center is the only clinic in the Dayton area and one of the only clinics in the states in America that provides thermography, breast screenings, and interpretation all in one place. And a lot of my female patients that get their breast thermograms done once a year, they also get comprehensive laboratory testing done, because there are so many ways that we can be testing to find out where we're at in our health. Where are we at metabolically? Most of us don't know. And I was going over some of the numbers about cholesterol. Over 60% of statin users don't know that there are alternatives to cholesterol management. So the problem with one of the other problems with statins and breast health, going back to thermography and breast imaging, is that there was a study that showed statin use may be associated with an increase in breast density among women not on hormone replacement therapy. Now, what does that mean? Number one, breast density increases your risk of false positives or missing tumors on a mammogram, because density shows up white on a mammogram and so do tumors. So if you have high density of the breast tissue, it may be caused by your statin that you're taking if you're not on hormone replacement therapy. In fact, 40% of women have dense breasts, and over 50% of women will have supplemental screenings at least once in their lifetime. Now, that means over 50% of women at least once in their lifetime get called back for additional screening after their mammogram because of the density of the breast tissue that is influencing the readings of the mammogram. So the radiologist is like, look, this could be this or it could be this. We need to do something else to find out, right? So it may lead to unnecessary biopsies, like I said, false positives. So if you have high breast density, it's always really good to follow up with a thermogram screening, because the density does not affect thermography imaging and or the interpretation. So if you're on a statin and you have high breast density, it would be important to get a thermogram and then obviously figure out ways that maybe you could get off the statin. Maybe your numbers aren't that bad. Sometimes, though, I will admit it can be a genetic problem or issue getting that HDL up. That HDL is your heart healthy cholesterol. You want it to be high. But I'm telling you what, if cardiovascular disease is the number one disease in America and statin use has been widely prescribed for years and years and years, but the rates of cardiovascular disease are going up, does nobody see the issue there? There are other things that you need to be doing besides relying on medication. You need to dig deeper and find out, you know, if you are eating a healthy diet and you are exercising, why do you have high LDL? Well, get the genetic test done. Test the particle size. If you're on a statin, not only can it increase breast density on a mammogram, but it can also lower your vitamin D. Cholesterol is needed for the process of the vitamin D making. So if you have a poor cholesterol, or if you're on a statin, test your vitamin D status. Vitamin D is very important. It does come from cholesterol. So if you have a bad cholesterol, you probably have low vitamin D. Vitamin D is very important because it's also a precursor for your other hormones. It helps with mood, memory, sleep, libido, and prevents breast cancer or any cancer. So if there's any, quote, vitamin, even though it's a hormone, if there's any vitamin that I have to be taking and optimized in, it's your vitamin D. Very, very important to have optimal vitamin D status. So going back to, okay, cholesterol, 20% of it comes from your diet. The liver does the rest. Okay? Are you testing your liver enzymes? SGOT, SGPT, GGT, bilirubin, CA19-9. I could go on and on. There are lots of markers in the blood that you can test for liver because I have a patient who had three of his liver enzymes healthy the whole time since I've seen him. Tested his CA19-9 and CEA cancer markers, which are for liver, liver and colon, but liver, those came back very, very high. He's actually in the process of getting a biopsy right now because CT scan showed possible cancer of the liver that has metastasized. So you can't rely on just your, quote, comprehensive metabolic panel that your other doctors run. You need to be testing some of these cancer antigens. And I hate to use the word cancer because what they are inflammatory markers specific for those tissues. So just because one comes back high doesn't necessarily mean you have cancer. It just kind of directs us down the road of inflammation of that tissue. We need to dig a little deeper, do some other testing, maybe some imaging, find out what's going on. So that in a nutshell, don't rely on just one test alone. Just like you can't rely only on PSA for prostate. You can't rely on mammograms alone. You can't rely on blood tests alone. All right. Not one test alone is a gold standard unless you're going to biopsy it. Okay. So that's really in relation to cancer. So going back to the liver making up 80% of our cholesterol production, another thing that you need to be looking at to determine why you have high cholesterol, what is affecting the liver or could be affecting the liver, is your toxic element status. There are very few, most likely, medical doctors out there that test your toxic element status. And what does that mean? You need to see, A, what toxic elements are you being exposed to? Lead, mercury, arsenic, uranium. Test all those to see if you're being exposed to it. And if you are being exposed to it, is your body getting rid of it? Or are they storing? Because the problem is if these toxic elements that you could be being exposed to, especially if you have well water, live in a rural area that's highly sprayed with herbicides, pesticides, like farmland, or if you have an occupation or a job that exposes you to metals as well, such as like mechanics, hairdressers, farmers, those are probably the top three there. But if you know you're being exposed to these metals, you better be excreting them or detoxing them. If you're not, they're going to store. They can cause cancer, inflammation of the liver, which is why I'm going over this, and they can even affect neurological disorders as well, because these types of toxic elements can cross the blood-brain barrier and in the future can cause Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia. So if you're concerned about neurological disorders, if your family member are diagnosed with one, or you have a high genetic family history of some of those disorders, you need to get your toxic element testing. We can do it through hair or through urine. There are different types of chelation therapies that we can do, and it's all oral. So you do it at home. There's no side effects. The only side effects that I've ever heard my patients complain of is their urine kind of smelling like metals. Well, obviously, we're pulling all those out, right? And the chelation process that we do, like I said, is very safe, but it is a 2 to 6 month process. You don't want to do anything too fast, too quick, especially if you have liver inflammation or kidney inflammation. It's a contraindication. Inflammation and contraindication. That was hard to say back to back. But yes, contraindications for chelation therapy would be you're currently on chemotherapy for cancer, pregnant, obviously, liver toxicity, and or kidney problems. We do chelation on children with ADD. I do chelation on patients that are over 80 that have Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And we determine this by testing, obviously, first. And and then prescribing or recommending different supplements that can help pull out these metals. And I would say the number one source for chemical exposure or these metals would be your water. You can get your water tested. We do recommend reverse osmosis filtration so you can filter your water. But water source and then obviously surrounding fields, I guess, or your environment of where you live. Because if you are in an environment that is highly sprayed, like a farming community, you're most likely high in lead and mercury. So another test to do to optimize cholesterol. I know I kind of went on a tangent there about cancer and everything, but to optimize cholesterol, right? We went over the lipoprotein A, which is a blood test. We went over particle size testing of the cholesterol, which is a blood test. Coronary artery calcium score, that is a CT scan, so that's an imaging test for your arteries. And then toxic element testing. So the toxic element testing we can do through hair or through urine. And then obviously liver, kidney, vitamin D. Because you can't have a vitamin D if you don't have a healthy cholesterol. You can't have good balanced hormones if you have poor cholesterol or low vitamin D or are exposed to some of these toxic elements. So as you can see, everything is connected. Everything, all of these help one each other out. All right. But if we are blocking synthesis of cholesterol or other hormones by medication, then other things will be affected. So in order to get off of or reduce any of those medications, you have to fix those other areas first. And like I said, I'll never take you off of medications because I didn't put you on them, so I can't, right? But if we can get the body healthy enough to where you no longer need them, then that is the goal. We did some heavy metal testing on one of my patients who had very, very high estrogen. She had high lead and aluminum. We fixed that. Her estrogen is now healthy. Now, those are aha moments. Those are our case studies. Sometimes it takes longer than just 2 to 6 months. Sometimes it might take a year. But as I always say, whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years, you can start today. But that's my ending line, so I'll repeat that later. All right, don't tune away. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Ailey. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. You can reach us online at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number 2. Please check our website out. Plenty of resources on there. Case studies. Like I said earlier, you can click on the nutritional laboratory testing. See a bunch of examples of how our reports are built. The men and women's health profile that we test. If you're going to get any baseline, that would be a great baseline to test. And if you missed the show, these are recorded and put on our website. And they are also put on WHIO's website. So if you heard something that you like and or you want to share it with a friend or family, please, the more the merrier. The more people we get listening to this show, the more people we can help. And I'm a little biased because I work here, right? And I treat my patients. But what we did not work and I didn't get the results we get, I wouldn't be here. You know, we wouldn't be here. Dr. Markle's been doing this for over 40 years. He no longer sees new patients, but he has led the pathway to this wonderful clinic that we can do virtually from anywhere. So if you want to get testing done and you don't live here, that's fine. We can do everything over the phone or through Zoom, and we use LabCorp to draw the blood. Very easy to do. Like I said, also we accept health saving account for payments as well, which helps a lot of our patients out. So we talked a lot about cholesterol today. Please, if you are on a statin and you want to improve your cholesterol naturally, I won't take you off of the statin, but I can help improve the cholesterol by figuring out why. What are you doing? What are you exposed to? Is the statin or the poor cholesterol affecting other areas like liver, vitamin D, hormones? So we can do all that testing, and it's so easy to do. And there are a few supplements that we use. Now, if you're on a statin, you cannot take berberine, but I like to use it on my patients to lower LDL. Berberine has a very similar effect to a statin, so that's why you can't take both. So berberine, around 200 milligrams a day. A fish oil supplement is great to help raise your HDL cholesterol, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 milligrams. Barrage oil, chromium picolinate is great to lower triglycerides. Chlorella is to help your body detox and or chelate heavy metals that can affect your liver and cholesterol. So there's lots of natural things that we can do where, by the numbers, over 60% of Americans are unaware of alternatives to statins for cholesterol management. So that's where we come in. We can help all of you guys out. And I get so excited about this. So please, if you like what you hear or if you have questions, call us at the clinic, 937-433-3241. We are located here in Dayton, but we can do all of our service or our laboratory testing from virtually anywhere. So as I always say, whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years, you can start today with Take 2 Healthcare. I'm Dr. Natalie Ailey. Thank you again for tuning in today. I'm signing out. Have a great weekend.